Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mana Pool, the Live Play 5th Edition Dungeons and Dragons Podcast. Brought to you, of course, by your friendly neighborhood Geek.io crew. I, of course, am your prideful dungeon master and host, CJ Boat. Joining me, as always, is the fishman with the plan, Rowan Grayscale.
Hey, how's it going?
Played by Felix, because yes. I forgot his real name for a second.
It's okay, everybody forgets me.
The samurai pizza cat, Rachel.
Playing Prurun. Hello.
The man within the machine, within the man within the machine, Josh.
Beep, boop, bop, bop.
Wouldn't that make him a mechanoman?
No.
Also, what you just said means that there's a little man inside Josh's computer. The man inside the machine of the man inside the machine.
How do you think it works?
Oh, God, I never knew it.
He's red, spiky, and horny, is Raul.
Hello. Playing Amon, the sword-wielding warlock.
Yeah, because we got that fixed up, finally.
Why did I get an introduction that cool? That was amazing. Spiky and horny? I'm jealous now.
And
well, I mean, you're not the catch of the day, and we know you're a little greedy.
God damn it, you're starting this already?
Her wood never gets any harder. There's Carrie.
Playing Kyriath, the druid.
All right, you guys. Last time... What happened last time, you guys?
We
found a cat.
Yes. We got in trouble, of course.
You're accidentally a cat.
I almost died.
Is this how you get a cat?
Stupid fish eating shit almost died. We fought a dargon.
Because we got a cat.
Peruru freaking saved our lives.
So we lost our pet snake, and then it was eaten by like the neighborhood stray cat that we then adopted.
Because our pet snake was evil.
I mean, our pet snake was actually the devil, so...
Close enough.
One of the devils.
Yes, one of the devils. You also got quite a bit of exposition on how the sins work, where it's not just one body that you got to kill. Yeah. So, there's that.
You got to kill them multiple times, so that's going to...
But one of the... Hate math. If not probably the only good sin, Pride joined you, mainly because he got tired of it, his dad telling him what to do. So his pride's like, no, F you, I'm going to go bang this druid. This druid is now an ancient tree. Fuck, now what am I going to do?
So he's a teenager?
He's a cat.
He is the sin of pride, so...
Is he going through his rebellious phase?
He is the sin of pride, so...
You're not my real dad!
I created you in almost all of existence!
You're not my real dad! I'm going to my room and listening to
him. You don't know me.
you got that little bit of exposition. So if you think that just, you know, taking out the sin of envy or greed, because, you know, that's what you guys thought.
God, not this again.
And carried us through that fight.
Yes, Carrie carried everybody through the fight, as a good druid should.
And got really lucky on a failed strength save.
Yes. That was crazy.
It wasn't luck, it was, I can't say divine, so natural providence.
Yes.
Yeah, is that a fancy way of just saying luck? Down.
The heart of the dice?
Him down.
God damn it. How are you guys so fast at this? It makes me upset.
Well, you always do roll poor initiative, so.
Pride basically overridden. Pride overridden. Greed and V's. Since we're just going to combine the two of them now, apparently.
Grid Envy. That sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah. Right.
And hey, look, we traded the Pokemon for a Digimon, so it all works out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so if we don't, if it's a male, it's Grid Envy. If it's a girl, it's an Eevee'd?
Yeah, yes. So he basically because, you know, fishman ate a eyeball of
dumb fishman. Ruined my dinner chances.
Good envies.
Aren't you also sin touched?
Yeah, but it's like nasty sin touched.
And she didn't do it on purpose.
That's true. Yeah. My aura's all green and nasty. It probably smells like fish.
The difference is she's sin touched. Rowan at this point has been sin groped.
Basically.
No, he's been sin straight from behind it.
Well, at that point, there are two types. There's sin touch, which Rachel is, which, I mean, pretty much happens if you're around a sin for too long. So, I mean, at this point, you're pretty much all sin touched.
Hey, that's fun.
Then there's the kind of the upgraded one where you have to willingly accept them into your body.
Yeah, that's kind of the reach around version. No, he just got his chance. He purposely shoved it down his throat and up his rump.
I got the sin surprise butt sex.
Yeah.
Yes, and it wasn't quite surprising enough because you went back for more.
And that is
fish.
Technically, at that point, you're a sin spawn. So Rowan at this point is a sin spawn. However, Pride put his mark on him to kind of slow the infection down, at least till they can get to the next Harper's Guild, where there may be some kind of hooju muju babe with the power or something.
Oh, great. The cat's already started spraying everywhere.
So the Harpers don't know that Reptar dude was greed.
Probably
no,
not.
We have to tell them.
Who's going to bring up bad news?
Remember, guys, he was in the main Harper's hideout for a long time.
So, yeah, how many?
That's what we call foreshadowing in the biz, you guys. But
dun dun dun.
I haven't actually written any of that out, so don't take that as canon as of yet.
So about your bro, Reptar there.
So
Reptar, go home.
Reptar, go home. Reptar got beaten up and turned into a dragon, and got beat up again, and exploded.
Are we about to start the Harper's Inquisition?
Nobody.
Nobody expects the Harper's Inquisition.
Exactly.
All right. So, without further ado, let us part the veils of reality. So, you guys have been walking for a bit, and you finally start to hear the sounds of city life start to come alive around you. You're starting to just generally hear commerce happening, which is definitely something you guys haven't heard for a few days. You guys are approaching what is the gates to Wamford and the barge right in where you guys have your next meetup of Harper's agents. What are you guys doing?
I probably don't feel so good after that fight, to be honest.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go find a inn, and let's rest up. And we can't really find the Harpers. They said that they would find us. So,
I kind of don't want to wait for the Harpers because let's face it, he was part of them, and I'm not feeling too secure with the Harpers right now. Sorry.
Also, before we go in, Kiriath, as much as she's looking pretty shell shocked right now after everything that happened last time, better turn to Pride and ask. So, how well can you move within cities without being recognized?
Well, sorry. Yeah.
Cat got your tongue?
A little bit. Well, most people have accepted the Tabaxi, which is the form that I have taken, admittedly, much more glorious than your average Tabaxi. I should have no issue with your mortals
assuming that nobody is actively looking for a sin. However, now that my brother has been unveiled, I'm sure that me being inside of a Harper's house would probably not be the wisest idea.
The Harper houses might not be the safest place for us either right now, like Barurun just said.
I would think fulfilling your contract, at least to this point, would behoove you find out what they know, relay the information, and feel out that I will remain outside of whatever building you choose me, you ask me to be outside of, and I will rush to your rescue if need be. And he winks.
Not sure what to make about the wink, but thank you.
Yeah, I mean, my brother is normally the one who does that. I'm not as good at it as he is. I mean, lust isn't necessarily my thing.
Okay. So...
And of course, Perurun being Perurun has to go over to Kiriath and just go, yeah, you're just the wrong, you know. Yeah, you're not enough for
I'm gonna go over here now.
So, as you guys get to the gates, a drow is standing there waiting for you. She is about 6'2" She's quite tall for a drow. Very thin but toned muscles. And she begins to walk up to you.
Is it daytime?
Yes.
That's unusual.
She may have adapted. Don't be Marcus.
Hashtag not all drow.
God damn it. No. No.
She might have taken daylight adaptation. You never know.
Exactly. They're racial feats now.
I said unusual, not impossible.
Maybe she's wearing Marceline's sun hat.
She's just got a smear of sunscreen across her nose.
a little bit of zinc oxide.
Funny that you say that, as when she comes up to you, it looks like, as she gets closer to you, it looks as though her eyes are scratched out.
Oh.
Oh, wow, now I feel horrible.
Welcome, Harpers, she says as she bows deeply. I am Elisarith, your key to the inn here. I pray your travels went well.
Yeah, you could say that.
Aside from the giant murderous dragon.
Yeah. What?
Let's get inside.
It's a long story.
Yeah, it's a long story. Let's get inside from prying ears.
She looks the way towards Pride, and kind of a visible shudder goes down her spine. Well, she kind of shudders visibly is what I'm looking to say. And she just shrugs and turns around. Yeah, follow me.
He's harmless, but he's helpful. Trying to kind of, you know.
As she, yeah.
Lighten it deflect. A little bit. Yeah.
Once her back is turned, Kiriath approaches and kind of smacks Rowan on the shoulder a little bit and makes one of those gestures.
And just as you start to hear music, yes, you are in front of an inn. It is definitely marked very visibly as the Barge Ride Inn.
Yeah. But we can't because we need a key.
And she opens the door, and yep, inside is one of those, you feel as you walk through the door, the audible, or the magic kind of hold on to you, the same magic that you felt when you were brought into the Harper's Guild the first time. That feeling of safeness, and that's that you're welcome. And Pride just kind of sits at the door, outside of the door, and just kind of sits down.
Oh, he's not going to come in? being as prideful as he is.
I'll be.
He just stupid. He said he would wait.
Sorry. As he glares at Rowan.
I wait like a friend.
Yeah. So you get in, and suddenly, yeah, a lot of people are staring at you guys.
I wave at them happily too.
And you hear murmuring. Elistrith just kind of looks and just ignore them. They can tell that you're sin touched. Bard, you're so loud. Shut up.
can they also tell that we fought three sins?
News has spread of you within the harbors, my friends.
It's just a stream of really bad luck.
As I can probably imagine. I mean, nobody actively goes after the sins unless you have a death wish.
Most of the time, anyways.
She brings you back to a back office where she turns and sits behind a desk. So, I am the head of the Harpers of Womford and Welcome to my guild. You're welcome here, as always. I have heard tales from my sister kin about what your mission was. How goes it? I can report back to her if you wish.
Sister's name kin?
They're not biologically sisters.
Oh.
They are sister organizations of the Harpers. It is not that complicated of a concept.
You know her as Ether, my friend.
But you called her kin. Is that her name, or?
Kin means family.
No.
So we're in the back office, right? Like, doors closed and we're all back.
Nobody shall hear you here.
Oh, okay. Let's just cut straight to the... Did you know anything about Sotio?
He was one of the best interrogators that we had, and also a skilled apothecary. Why?
That's because
he was also a Xen.
Oh.
And he's infiltrating. He was the sin of greed.
He was a dragon.
When she puts her head in, her hands. Okay, how did this come across?
Considering he tried to kill us.
Well, what happened was that we were trying to save a druid in the Golden Fields that was being drained of her powers. And we tried to attack him, and Sotero turned on us.
So the sin of greed has infiltrated. And I'm guessing you guys are a little apprehensive about everything that's going on right now.
Just a bit.
Considering I don't want an early brain rip from a mind flare, I'd say I'm pretty on edge.
Some of us, frankly, don't want to be.
They wouldn't get much.
Well, tell me, Peruran, why do you not wish to be here?
He infiltrated the Harper's Guild enough to be a leader, to be a trusted person. How many people do you think he's turned to his side?
Let me explain something that I'm sure my sister Kenneth explained to you as well. Each of us, each of our own organizations, are separate, however we maintain communication. For a incident such as this, I would probably state that the Waterdeep Harpers need an investigation, at best, a cleansing at worst.
Oh God, we did.
But I will see to that personally. I can tell things about people. As I can tell that Rowan there has at least two sins in him.
Yep.
I'm trying to collect them all.
Three if you count stupidity.
You're trying to die.
Which, I do have somebody I would like you to see. He is not in this inn because he is dangerous, but he has removed sin spawn infections before. I also know that you... Yes. My eyes, for instance. I was taken in by the sin of sloth for the better part of a century. And I came to this realm from the Feywild and the Underfey, to be more specific. To get away from everything that my people had done there. And when I got here, I was stricken with lethargy, sorry, that's CJ being weird with his words and not, you know, her. I was stricken with a lethargy that I could not get rid of. And as the years wore by, I found a male acquaintance, and he eventually revealed himself to me to be the Sin of Sloth. And that didn't bother me. And then I found the Harpers and realized what they were. And unfortunately, when Githrith takes the sin spawn, he takes something with him. Mine was my eyes. I was granted an oracle-like ability, though, so, I mean, that's beneficial. But I could send you to him if you choose to, and he can help you, at least.
I would appreciate it.
But, I mean, I know, and your friends, at least, Peruron has shown her distaste for the Harpers organization, and I deeply apologize for that.
It's not a distaste, it's a fear.
Also, your friend outside, Pride?
I just nod. I don't respond, I just nod. You can see right through him, yes.
So I take it you acknowledged me. I'm can't see anything but auras. I apologize.
That's why I said I know you can see right through him. Yes.
Yes, he is a powerful aura that is pretty much matched with sin.
He is the reason why we were able to get through thus far. When Sojiro turned on or showed up in the Golden Fields with us, he confronted him because Sojiro went to try to kill the druid that he was trying to protect.
I had heard tales of a sin killer, or at least a sin spawn killer, and the rumors was it was an actual sin itself, which surprised me. However, in this day and age, I mean, we must always be willing to accept the surprising.
It is he. I ask that nothing come to him. Harmful, anyway.
He's, as long as he's not going to attack anybody here, I don't see a reason why anybody would attack him.
No. He wants to basically annihilate the other sins, which I'm completely okay with.
It would be fascinating to see how deep Sojiro's claws went into my sisterkin's organization. And she kind of looks at Kyriath and 473. You two were part of that organization for at least a short time, weren't you?
That would be correct.
She looks at Kyriath. I don't see you as sin-touched. at all. Which is fascinating.
My escape from the Feywild had unusual circumstances. I myself am still learning all of what that entails.
It is a very interesting thing, what one must give up in order to escape what hells the Feywild has become. I concur. Yeah, nothing good will come out of what the current state of the Feywild is. I've seen glimpses whenever a portal or a rip opens, and yes, it's not a pleasant place any longer. I don't know which grove you came from, but I traveled through the Winter Glade to get out of the Underfey to get to here. And that distressed me more than anything that was here could do. So, Perurun, your distrust, your fear of us, I ask only that you look at your comrades, Kiriath and 473, who had extended contact with him. I do not believe, outside of maybe a splinter organization, that he would have digged that far in. He would have risked giving himself up, revealing himself earlier than he had. The Sins, most of them, are more intelligent than you give them credit for.
It's not so much the fact that he infiltrated it. I know others that have been able to infiltrate the Harper's Guild, just not quite as deeply or for the length of time that he has. The fact that it was somebody else that had to point it out to us has me unnerved, because being sin touched myself, I'm usually pretty decent about picking out who's a sin and who's not. Call me crazy, it's just something I've picked up over the years.
And that is,
if I did truly fear that it was the guild itself, we would not be here.
And also,
I would not.
You would be dead by now.
Exactly.
I mean, the doors are the doors are open here to you. If you wish not to go back to Waterdeep, I can't say that I blame you. However, I think it would behoove us all to eventually visit them and see where that lies.
I could agree to that.
But that is quite, I hate when that bard starts playing just his flute.
Hey, he really wants to blow at it, okay?
I could see the distress on your ripping through your aura, and it saddens me to see that. What can I do for you while you are here?
If I had an answer for that, I would let you know, but trust is something that I've always had a bit of an issue with.
She nods. It... Well, I could tell you, as you can probably tell from my abilities, there are no sins here. You are safe here. It is a place that you do not have to worry about that happening. I would still feel better for us to communicate back to my sisterkin to let her know what's going on. If she is if she is safe and untouched, she would want to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, that kind of sounds like a plan. I mean,
if she is not untouched, does she know how to get in here?
She does. All Harpers are welcome in all agencies. However, I have precautions against traitors here. And she goes, pardon me. And she reaches into her desk and pulls out a dagger. And Rachel and Felix, you both feel like flames coming off of this dagger, especially you, Felix. They actually feel like they are reaching for you and trying to get to you.
Let them fry the fish.
No, I back away slowly.
This is something that I got from, well, into my former associate, if you will. It doesn't do much against full sin. However, sin touched and sin spawn, it's effective. And she flings it like right by, she like dagger throws it right by Felix's head and it sticks in the wall behind you. And yeah, burn, burning, burn, ow, fire bad, burn, burn.
I'm jumping away from that because I'm a fish.
Yeah.
That fire is extra bad.
And she then smiles and like quicker than you guys can see is over pulling the knife out of the wall. I'm not defenseless. If she is sin touched or spawn at this point, I don't know how close her and Sadara were. I ask at her to come at me.
And the rest of your guild?
The Harpers survive regardless. I'm sure if she is sin spawn, here is probably the first place that she would come. One, we are the closest organization. And two, she and I are the closest. She would probably, assuming, of course, she is, she would come to me attempting to bring me over. Nobody knows what I am outside of you.
When you do communicate with her, leave the part of pride out of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to tell her that you're parading around town with a sin.
I mean, it's not like we're, like, putting them up on, like, pride, sin, sin, pride.
Like you're making some kind of weekend out of pride?
Oh no, baby. We can go for a whole month with that.
No, it's not. I had to like breathe in to sigh that hard.
You're welcome.
It was beautiful though. It was like a work of art almost.
No.
Thank you.
We need a good night's rest, so
I can imagine you all have been through quite an ordeal with somebody that you trusted and somebody that I'm sure that you were not trusting at all coming to assist you. I can fully imagine what that is like. And I do not envy anybody who goes through that. So you are more than welcome here. All Harpers are welcome. Free. You don't have to even ask. Unfortunately, we do not have as a collective of a bartender as my sister Kin does.
Damn it!
But the food is better here, I promise.
Really want the dwarf bartender.
Is there any dwarven ale?
We have mead, very strong mead.
All right, I'm going to be at the bar, and then I'll pass out upstairs.
Fair enough. Your room keys, and she reaches into her drawer again. One, puts the knife away. And when she closes the drawer to put the knife away, that feeling of unease for the sin folk in the room goes away.
Ironically, the tiefling isn't sin.
Yet.
That's a bad sign, Raul. You should prepare for something. Make a new character, just in case.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the same thing that I told Felix. Make a new character.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
Obviously, with the very obvious note, the feeling being, you know, squashed by the drawer. May I ask you a question?
Of course.
What is your drawer lined with?
Anti-magic sigils.
Okay.
Nothing so extravagant, just something that if a sin spawn comes into my office that they don't instantly feel like I am going to stab them, and something that will rip apart their very essence. Because that would be distracting.
That's a horrible fate.
That is quite possibly the most calm feeling I have had in a while.
It's... I can imagine somebody who is not accustomed to it and somebody who is brand new to this feeling, especially a tabaxi who are known for their emotions.
Would you say this... that you're hooked on the feeling?
Having that could be overwhelming. Outside of what my sister gave you, I have nothing else that I can really offer you, unfortunately. And no. I deeply apologize.
It's all right. I appreciate what you've been able to give.
I can give... Wait, hold on. And she reaches in and she pulls out a candle. This can light your way even in the darkest nights. No matter how dark that you get or feel, this will assist you. And she lights it. And a overwhelming sense of calm comes over the entire room. It's not much, and it's only one of three that exists. So don't worry about having it run all the time. It'll never burn out unless you put it out. But it's better than any torch that you can carry around as well. Just be aware the wax does get hot. And she hands Perira this candle.
Yay.
And basically it is just a ever-lighting torch. So you never have to worry about a light source again, essentially. But also it has that side effect of this really cool... Anybody inside of the light, instantly at ease.
Very cool.
That is really cool.
Anything else that I can assist anybody with?
Do you have someone that cures the hangover on the night after, on the morning after?
Tell him no. He drinks far too much.
No, you get to suffer that fate by yourself.
All right, so since it's not as strong as Dwarven Ale, I'm just going to have one and some salted fish. I mean, salted meat.
Our friend downstairs will be able to assist you, I promise.
All right, well...
473, please stay with me.
I bid you all adieu. I am going downstairs to relax, and I will retire for the evening.
May I speak to that associate of yours?
He is not in town. I would speak with you alone about him.
I am okay with that.
I also wish to ask you a question in private.
Absolutely. Let us go ahead and both of you please wait outside of my door. I need to communicate with 473 and thus also with my sister Ken. And we shall begin the ball rolling on that investigation.
Can we wait for the morning for that?
No, I only need 473 for that.
Well, no. How long would it take for her to get the message? Is instant?
It'll be instant. It's a message.
Okay.
There's no way that she can get here instantly. Is what if you were trying to inquire if you are going to be afraid of if she is Sin gone, there's no way that she is going to get here before you all move along.
Yeah, we'd be gone long before that. That's why I'm not freaking out.
I am aware of your mission, and I would not do anything to just to
jeopardize.
That's the word I'm looking for. Jeopardize that.
I understood.
Enjoy yourself, Kyriath and Rowan. Please step outside. Perurun, enjoy yourself downstairs. Amon, absolutely enjoy everything that you possibly can here.
One favor. Well,
yes.
Question. Is Pride safe to come in as long as he's not doing anything stupid?
It would put a lot of our members on ease and on alert, rather. And that is something that I probably would not want to be having. I will have Pride go to my guest house, and he can stay there overnight.
That was my next question. I would feel rather bad, considering he did kind of put himself on the line for us.
Yeah, if he chooses to, I will extend him the offer of my guest house for the night.
Thank you. And I leave and go downstairs.
Fair enough.
I will step outside.
473, open communications with Waterdeep.
Yes, ma'am.
Extend
the antenna out of the head.
The antenna goes up and your chest opens up and there's a magical wavelength that happens within there. And she confers all of the information to Aether. Nurse Jenny, dwarf bartender. She confers all the information to her, and you can't tell this because she's talking from inside of your chest, but yeah, she looks visibly shaken and starts crying and disconnects the communications.
That went well.
Well, I guess it could be only as well as expected, but with that reaction, I honestly do not believe that at least she is sin touched. You are free. Go ahead and allow Kyriath to come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
He'll head out the door and hold it open before we're on our way in.
Kyriath enters and just kind of nods in greeting.
Door closes behind you. What can I assist you with, dear?
Your sister Kin should have passed along a way for me to reach a contact of the Harpers. I need to meet with that person tonight.
Yeah, your disease is starting to show through your aura. I happen to be that. As you can probably tell, you and I share a little bit more than just a distant lineage, my dear. You'll be fine in the morning. I picked out your bed in particular. Make sure you get a good night's rest. And
thank you.
Light the candle before you go to bed.
I will. Thank you.
No problem. Let me guess. Your friends seem a little tense around you as well. I'm guessing Pride let out the cat out of the bag, as it were.
He did, but they haven't pressed me further. Perurun silenced them on the topic for now, but I know it's going to come up again.
Friends will do that. It is nice to have such close companions that are willing to accept that.
I'm very grateful to her.
I know having an undead around is not necessarily an easy thing to be, especially one that is so secretive as you are. By the way, bravo on being able to maintain your druidic powers even though you've crossed the threshold.
I don't know how I was able to. My only guess is that it is the will of the Feywild that I get vengeance for our kin.
The Elder Tree must be looking upon you, and that's amazing. I wish I could grant you more abilities or more power, because I would love to see you win. I would love to see you go back there. And I and my family were always ones who enjoyed the Feywild. We were not ones who, we are not your typical drow. We enjoy our elf kin. Except for the Eladrin. But nobody likes the Eladrin except for the Eladrin.
So just kind of...
I no longer consider you a Eladrin, dear. But you know how your people are.
For better or for worse.
Especially for a drow and my family. We were not accepted by yours, regardless of how many times we put our lives on the line for them.
I am sorry for that.
Yeah. It is what it is. Pride gets the best of all of us sometimes. The room that I picked out for you is one that I put remnants in to allow them to maintain their humanity. It'll last for about a week. And I will also give you a scroll when you leave, to assist you further at that for when the hungers strike. You can take that to maintain your humanity a little bit longer.
Thank you.
No, it's never a problem, dear. If there's anything else I can assist you with, please let me know, or else please allow Rowan to come in.
I will let you know if I think of anything, but for now, all I want is rest.
Absolutely.
So, turn and open the door. Your turn.
I will walk in.
It's like they're all going to see the principal or something.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, but the difference is only one of us is in trouble.
Yeah. It's not me, right? It's not me.
Rowan. You know, I've met one other member of your people.
Is that so?
Yes, and they weren't nearly as inquisitive as you were.
I am a youngling.
Well, this was also a full cleric of Dagon, so. So, how badly are you wishing for this gone?
Considering I will be able to serve my god once again, once it is, extremely.
Because, as I said, once Grimmeth gets his hands on you, he takes, and he takes until that infestation is gone. He took more than my eyes. Let's just put it that way. You have to go to him knowing that you're not going to come back the same person, for better or for worse.
That is a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Then I would say your farewells to your friends. I will send you on your way by yourself. That is the only way he will see you. But this is the last time for quite some time you're going to be able to see your friends. This is a journey you must take alone.
That is fair.
So come back to me after you've said your goodbyes, and we will begin your journey immediately.
All right. I will leave.
All right. Downstairs, there's music and stuff happening. Woo! Partying and tavern stuff.
I'm down there. I'm hammering down my mead, and I'm like, hey, Perura. Try this salted fish.
And the bartender here is a lizard folk. is about 5'5", quite skinny. And yeah, he's slinging drinks around with his tail and two in each hand.
He's a bit talented, I'd say.
Yeah, at least he's efficient.
You don't get where I've been and not have this much ability, baby.
And he is a sassy snake.
Sassy snake, I love it.
I am no snake, bitch.
Please tell
you see these limbs?
Please tell me he's like super effeminate. It would be amazing.
Well, one might say he's a little bit proud to be himself.
Yeah. Are we doing the cat puns again?
He's dyed his color. He's dyed some of his scales.
I love your rainbows.
Oh, I know, baby. They're great. What can I get you?
Just a serving of salted fish. I'm not much of a drinker.
Oh, come on, baby. You got to drink something.
Oh, my God. I love this guy.
By the way, I'm loving picking out characters for bartenders now. But
I'm pretty hoping for the Nurse Jenny dwarf. I'm a little sad.
You know what? Considering the days that we've had, I wouldn't mind some mead.
It's the best in this region. Come on, baby.
Okay.
Brew it myself. Treat yourself.
He spins around, and when he comes back, on his tail is a plate of salted fish, and in his hands a bottle. In his hands is a pint of mead. Anything for a pretty little hopper such as yourself.
I love this lizard folk. I changed my mind. I want him to be the Nurse Jenny.
What I get you? Pretty little fish boy you is. What can I get you?
Just a mead.
Kind of want to see you eat fish.
That would be horrible.
I get you any food? We got more than just fish. We got goblin bacon. Goblins be coming in here from the gold fields all the time. They just seem to come in here and just fall into my frying pan.
I'll take a plate of goblin bacon then.
That's rather hot.
Oh, man, no. Out of character, no. Don't start that.
In character, no.
In character, hell no.
Listen here, fishy, or else I'm going to have them throw you on the barbecue, too.
I'm going to miss.
Oh, no, baby. I know what he's about.
I'm going to miss all the death.
I wouldn't throw with that ding anyway.
You see, I knows what he's about, and I know what you's about. I'm pride touched myself.
But you don't come off quite as catty as he does.
I'm gonna kill myself now, guys.
you just hear it from outside. Ah, got him.
Got him, coach.
One for pride.
he goes back in the back real quick and brings back a plate of goblin bacon and a jug of mead.
And I will savor it and eat it extremely slowly, as this might be my last meal.
I don't know what you're talking about with that, but maybe something you want to talk to your friends. 473, brother, it's been forever. You want another one of them oils?
Yes, please.
I got that sweet, sweet oil I know you love. Since you and your maker came back here last time.
It would be appreciated.
He hands you a pipe.
Maker, huh?
It has that fine oil in there. I know you like it.
Can we keep him?
I kinda wanna take him as a personal bartender. What? It's like everywhere we go, replace the current bartender with him.
Pick up the old bartender, move, open the bag of holding, pull out lizard folk, insert.
Oh, you have a name for this guy. This guy's name is... No, I'll think of a name.
No, we want to name him Lucy. All
right, his name's Lucy.
Lucy, I.
It's short for Lusitanius, but y'all can call me Lucy.
I love this.
I love Lucy.
Yes. Yes.
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Bitch, I ain't got to explain shit.
You go sit your ass over that table right there and talk about what y'all need to talk about. Because y'all got that feeling of I got to talk about shit.
Rowan, so what's going on here?
I might be going away for a while. A very long while.
Why?
Well, let's just say it's a bit of a pilgrimage. But mostly to remove all the evil that's inside me.
So what, we can't just like drop you off at the hospital and you'll be done like in an hour or so?
It's not quite.
You've traveled with him longer than I have. You think that's going to be a quick job?
That's
true. It's not that simple.
If it were an option, that's what he would be doing.
It's true. As much as you guys might not like me, I actually kind of enjoy the company.
I enjoyed traveling with you. Though that incident at the orphanage was kind of stomach-turning, but...
It's not you we dislike, it's some of your choices.
I am unfamiliar with way the world works up here. Down there, there's only one law, and that is the law of Dagon. But here, there are many laws.
Well, I will say this much. At least you haven't tried to stab us in the back.
It's true. You have been good companions, at least.
That you have the ability to remove this infection from you is a great blessing. I wish you all the best on your journey.
I appreciate the concern.
Rowan, here's a drink. Well, cheers. May the infection be nevermore.
Cheers!
I downed the entire mug of
Somebody's sleeping good tonight.
I bet Lucy's like, look, as Raul's like downing the beer, I hope Lucy's looking at him with like wide eyes, like, yes.
Looking at like, man, I love it when everybody can take my meat in one drink.
Curious is toasting with tea, thank you very much.
The best herbal tea in town, baby.
After that drink, I will bid farewell and then leave.
And he was never seen from again.
Good luck fighting the great giant evil fire being.
Bye, fishy.
Goodbye.
Well, at least the fish won't get fried.
It's true. Might.
Yeah,
but
it might.
Lightly fried fish fillets?
Peru, I thought you...
It's 1 a.m. in the morning.
Perura. I thought you would be more disheartened that our emergency rations is walking away.
He's not emergency rations. I don't want to die that soon. He's got more sin in him than I probably will ever have in my life.
I was going to make a joke, but I really couldn't think of a format. It just didn't come to mind. A little sad it didn't come out.
Just do what Dane Cook does and steal something.
Oh.
I would hope he's a little bit smarter than that. Hope.
All right, and that's where we're going to wrap up this episode, you guys.
Hey, look at
Can
that.
Can we get the sad walking away music from The Incredible Hulk?
Oh, somebody play it, please.
I will play this. I don't know what it is.
Birthday song.
It's not the birthday song.
Dramatic pause.
Goodbye. There we go. How about this one? How about you just play this?
And that's where we'll wrap it up, you guys. As always, thanks so much for listening. Sharing this with your friends. Seriously, guys, there's a lot that's, you know, can come out of this, and I really appreciate you guys getting the word around, if nothing else. But you could, if you want to do a little bit more than that, remember you could support us, this show and everything that we do, over at patreon.com/geekio. A little bit goes a long way. Or, you know, if you want to buy them new Pathfinder books, since Pathfinder's coming out with a whole bunch of stuff lately, or the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition stuff, since we have a new book coming out later this year, go over to geek-io.net/Amazon. Sure, why not? Amazon. But for myself and for the whole Manipool crew, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Sirenscape, for the amazing music that I can play. Appreciate it.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.